Hi guys, it's me, Gino J. It is August 19th, 2015. It is 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, I know. What am I doing up in the morning? No idea. Okay, well, I know why. But I wanted to come in here because I feel like I need to get some things off my chest as of late. For those of you that may have missed it yesterday, I ranted a little bit on Twitter, and I wanted to come in here and kind of discuss what's been going on with me as of late. So, first off, real quickly, I did spend some time with the family this past weekend. I went to my cousin Lydia's birthday, also went to a balloon fest. Saw a live band, and spent some time with the family, so really enjoyed that little bit of time that I had, and kind of got away from the normal routine of my life that I normally do on the weekend, which many of you know is my radio show, The Rockin' Pop Party, which brings me to the next topic. I've had a lot of fun doing my show in the past couple of weeks in particular, because I've been doing more focused and more predetermined voice breaks. In other words, I have material to talk about, so I've been kind of preparing for my shows. And when I say prepare, I normally would just kind of put a playlist together and save it. I do that still, but now I'm actually kind of preparing my voice breaks as well. And it's new to me, but I'm starting to get into it. I'm starting the liking of it, and it's becoming more and more of a routine for me. It's something I enjoy doing. Internet radio has always been a hobby of mine, performing, doing a radio show anyway for you guys. I wouldn't necessarily say that I enjoy the management end, but I definitely enjoy doing the radio show and the production. Nevertheless, so as of late, though, I am getting the satisfaction of my show. I'm loving the archives and loving the interaction from the listeners and whatnot. But on the same end of the spectrum, or the other end of the spectrum, I should say, I have been getting this itching feeling that the environment that I'm surrounded in anyway has been void. I think that's the best word I can really honestly use. The environment that I've been in has been pretty void. And not necessarily from the listeners, but internally on the station that I'm at. Now, this isn't from everybody, but I've noticed within the last couple of months that I have seen a dramatic cut in the conversations that I have with the different members of the station. And I'm not blaming anyone in particular, but I do know that I've been lied to. And I don't need to go into detail about it, but I can certainly say this straight up front. I know that I'm being lied to. And the one thing that I've always believed in was that if you're going to lie to somebody, you know, you better have a good reason for it. The problem is I don't see how or why this person had to lie, or these two people had to lie to me. Especially considering that I considered them very, very close friends. Now, I'm not going to go into detail about the lie, but I am going to say this much, that it does involve sort of myself, in a way. Not really, though. I think I'm being lied to because, I'm yesterday's garbage, pretty much, I guess. Both me and this other DJ on the station feel that way. Now, I don't necessarily feel that way about myself, but, and maybe they don't, but it's just a metaphor in this sense. We feel that they're not being honest with us because they feel it's none of our business. And maybe it's not. I'll agree with that. Maybe it isn't our business. But I'll present this question to you, the listeners out there that are listening to this. If you do know something, and you do approach somebody, and you confronted that person and asked them, and you knew that that was what it was that was going on, and they told you something different, wouldn't you feel somewhat offended? If you were that person that was going to tell me that, wouldn't you just be honest and say, yeah, you know what, you got it, that's happening, or this is occurring, or you're right? I mean, so what, it doesn't involve my business, but if you flat out lie to me or others, it makes you even worse in the way. Because now, not only are you secretly trying to keep things under wrap, but you'll go to any extent to keep it that way. Look, I'm just going to come out and say it. I've always been a very confidential person. I've never really give a shit about other people's personal affairs. And I never really cared about being the person that had to gossip. But it's kind of ironic because some people I know, that's all they have to get at. That's all they want to talk about. So, I say this because I care. If those people out there who have lied to me do hear this, I hope you understand that I'm not angry with any of you. I am just pleading that if you really care about our friendship, or my friendship with you, then, you know, maybe you should just come up and be honest. Because you know what? Again, I'm not the person that really would honestly give two craps. I'm not going to get all angry. It's none of my business. GinoJ@GMX.com. It's just GinoJ.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.